Introduction.
Welcome to this audio description of the Age of AI exhibition. The audio lasts about 30 minutes, and you can pause it at any time. We suggest you listen to this introduction in the lobby area outside the entrance doors. There are some benches you can sit on. One is opposite the entrance. The exhibition is in one space, and you enter through automatic glass sliding doors at one end of a room about 20 metres long and 8 metres wide. These will also be the exit doors. The walls of the room are painted turquoise, and running down the centre of the room is a double row of floor-to-ceiling metal pillars painted copper. There is an emergency exit at the opposite end of the room. The exhibition is arranged into a series of themes which explore the history of AI and how artificial intelligence is being developed in healthcare, the environment, and creative industries. It includes a good deal of information on text panels and labels, some of which is incorporated into this guide. There are also interactive screens and videos. The videos are each less than 2 minutes long, playing on a loop. Some have audio, which you listen to using detachable cup speakers situated underneath the screens. Lift and hold to your ear. The video that's part of the last described exhibit has audio playing out loud. Most of the exhibits are on the walls, and we will move around the room in a clockwise direction. There are some exhibits in the centre of the room within the double row of pillars. Throughout the tour, there is basic information about moving between the exhibits.
Now go through the automatic doors and walk straight ahead for a couple of metres to a dark blue metal frame the size of a large doorway. This is filled with clear acrylic. Mounted on it is a dark blue square with the title of the exhibition. Pause the guide and start it again when you're ready to listen to a description.
Mounted at head height on the clear panel is a square painted a deep blue. Bright orange highlights the outside edges of the square, and from each of these, angular squiggles trace across the acrylic, their zigzagging path ending in a dot. Referencing a computer motherboard, these glow with a pulsing blue light, as though throbbing with information from the square in the centre. At the top of the sign are grey letters DEF, short for definition. Beneath, in white lettering, the Age of AI, with underscores between the words. At the bottom, a pair of brackets and a colon in yellow. These design features reference computer coding language and appear throughout the exhibition.
Turn so that the title sign is behind you. Our journey starts at a text panel on the wall just to the right of the entrance doors. Pause the guide until you're ready to listen.
Like all the main thematic information panels, the design of this panel echoes that of the exhibition's title. Here, the angular squiggles radiating from the outer edges of the dark blue square are painted in copper across the turquoise wall. At the top, the words, "What is AI?" followed by information in white lettering which reads, "For decades, artificial intelligence was the stuff of sci-fi, but it's now a huge part of our daily lives." The term AI was first coined in the 1950s, but experts debate the usefulness of this name, preferring alternatives such as machine learning or cognitive computing. AI technologies are rapidly developing, bringing opportunities and risks in all sectors of life. To the right, five slightly smaller panels show differing definitions of AI. One is positioned near the corner, directly to the right of the theme panel. The other four are arranged in a line at slightly different heights at the beginning of the adjacent long wall. These five dark blue square panels have thick copper-coloured frames with rounded corners. From the outside edges, cut-out zigzag lines and circles echo a motherboard. The first panel in the corner contains a statement by IBM from 2024.
Artificial intelligence is technology that enables computers and machines to simulate human learning, comprehension, problem-solving, decision-making, creativity, and autonomy.
The second panel, at the start of the Long Wall, is from the Alan Turing Institute in 2024.
AI is a broad field that incorporates many different aspects of intelligence, such as reasoning, making decisions, learning from mistakes, communicating, solving problems, and moving around the physical world.
The third panel, John McCarthy, in 1955.
Making a machine behave in ways that would be called intelligent if a human were so behaving.
The fourth, from 2023, a definition in the Oxford English Dictionary.
The capacity of computers or other machines to exhibit or simulate intelligent behaviour.
Lastly, from 2024, Google, Gemini's AI.
AI is a field of science concerned with building computers and machines that can reason, learn, and act in such a way that would normally require human intelligence, or that involves data whose scale exceeds what humans can analyze. With the wall on your left, continue forward, passing a large black and white photograph from 1938 of the mansion here at Bletchley Park. Directly after this, a glass case about 2 meters tall juts out in front of you. Pause the guide until you're ready to continue.
The glass case contains a display of documents and photographs mounted on a copper-coloured background. These include head-and-shoulder portraits of 3 white men wearing jackets and neatly knotted ties. These are some of Bletchley Park's codebreakers who saw the potential of AI and laid crucial groundwork for the development of computing. To the right, near the top, is Alan Turing, who lived from 1912 to 1954. He has short, dark hair, severely combed into a side parting. He stares out with a slightly shy smile under thick, dark eyebrows. Both before and after World War II, Turing introduced fundamental concepts of AI, such as machines being able to learn from experience. He also produced the groundwork that led others to create artificial neural networks and is often referred to as the father of AI. Underneath Alan Turing is a photograph of Irving John, Jack Good. He has a high-domed forehead and wears large glasses. His lips are lifted in a quirky smile. In 1965, Good proposed a possible future where machines would make other machines that were more intelligent than humans. Today, some experts believe this event, called the singularity, may happen in the 2040s. At the bottom, to the left, is Donald Mickey, with a boyish smile and a dimpled chin. His thick blonde hair is swept across his forehead, with a curl drooping over one brow. Mickey met Turing during World War II while working as a codebreaker at Bletchley Park. In 1983, Mickey co-founded the Turing Institute in Glasgow, where groundbreaking research in AI continues to this day.
Move to the right, around to the other side of the display case. You may wish to pause the guide until you are there.
This side of the case has a display about the Bletchley Declaration. In November 2023, Bletchley Park was the venue for the world's first AI Safety Summit. Organised by the UK government, representatives from 28 countries, plus companies, academia, and international organisations came together to discuss the use of AI. A colour photograph near the bottom of the case shows the digital ministers of attending countries. They stand in 3 formal rows against a dark blue background, the men wearing suits, the women also smartly dressed, but with splashes of colour. This event resulted in the Bletchley Declaration, which states,
We welcome the international community's efforts to promote inclusive economic growth, sustainable development, and innovation, to protect human rights and fundamental freedoms, and to foster public trust and confidence in AI systems to fully realize their potential.
A full copy of the declaration hangs from a ring on the wall to the right of the case. The summit series has continued, and AI is now part of conversations at the G7, UN, and G20.
With your back to the glass case, move forward a couple of paces to the next thematic text panel on the wall. Beneath it is a sloping, table-height display case. This juts out from the wall and is bright yellow. Pause the guide until you're ready to continue. Environmental AI.
To the right of the display case, behind glass, are two computer chips. The case is lit from within so that they glow like treasure. The largest on the top is white, about 5 centimetres square. Written on it in pale grey letters is North Pole Neural Inference Machine IBM Research. The smaller chip below is a dark grey, about 3 centimetres square, with Synapse written on it, as well as IBM. In 2024, AI infrastructures were leaving a bigger carbon footprint than the aviation industry. However, IBM Research and other companies are developing prototype chips designed to be more energy efficient. The North Pole chip is an artificial intelligence unit that consumes incredibly little power compared to conventional computer chips. It contains 22 billion transistors and can hold an entire network on a single chip.
With the wall on your left, continue a couple of paces to the next yellow table-height display. It's about 3 times as long as this one.
This sloping display contains 3 light boxes. On the wall above it, a film is playing on a loop. Squares containing moving video footage move around the screen and text information appears. An aerial view of a flooded village in Bangladesh and swirls of colour moving across a weather map show us how AI can analyse satellite imagery, weather data, and river flow patterns. By identifying trends, early warning systems can help reduce the impact of floods and climate change. Footage of tall shelving units packed with glass specimen bottles and jars accompanies text about how the Natural History Museum is leading a global project, collecting information on billions of specimens stored in museums to create a planetary knowledge base. AI looks for patterns and relationships which help research on biodiversity, habitat, and climate change. An aerial view shows farmers in Africa toiling in a field of sun-baked earth. By analysing data collected from sensors, drones and satellites, AI programmes can help maximise crop yields and detect pests and diseases. Throughout the film, a motherboard motif joins together the information, and at the end of the film, the lines of this motherboard shoot upward, forming the trunk of a tree. They branch out on either side. Hanging from them are smaller versions of all the video footage, like small square fruits. The 3 sloping screens below each have an aerial photo of a landscape filled with tiny images of animals. A question is written above. Can you guess what type of animal is in this satellite image? There's a button at the bottom right, which you're encouraged to press to make a picture of an animal appear with some text information alongside. The screen on the left reveals emperor penguins in Antarctica. On the middle screen, seals are on the move across a snowy and rocky terrain. The 3rd image on the right shows an expanse of turquoise ocean within which are walruses. AI, trained on object recognition from satellite images, is able to track and gather data on all these animals.
Keeping the wall on your left, move on a few paces to the text panel for our next theme. Pause the guide until you're ready to continue. Health and medicine.
AI is transforming modern medicine, improving diagnosis and recommending the best treatment for patients. AI can quickly and accurately analyse large data sets and medical images, such as X-rays, MRIs and CT scans. AI has vast potential, but it's unlikely that it will replace doctors. Healthcare professionals ensure safety and empathy with face-to-face interactions. To the right of the panel is a screen showing a video by Dr. Joy Bulamwini, which explores data bias. A sign interpreter appears in the bottom left corner of the screen, and subtitles scroll along the bottom. Dr. Bulamwini is a black woman in her 30s with dark hair cut short above her ears and longer on top. She wears a red V-neck top and sits at a table with a laptop in front of her. She is founder of the Algorithmic Justice League and MIT Media Lab Directors Circle member. The film starts with her written quote from Unmasking AI.
When machine learning is used to diagnose medical conditions, to inform hiring decisions, or even to detect hate speech, we must keep in mind that the past dwells in our data.
Underneath the screen are two cup speakers. Pick one up to listen to the audio, which is narrated by Dr. Bulamwini.
Pause this guide while you listen.
With the video screen on your left, about a metre further on, are five life-sized cut-out silhouettes of human figures made of a copper-coloured metal. While some features are delineated with black lines, dotted lines suggest contours, as though the body is being scanned. Each figure has a white rectangular text panel attached to it, telling us about new developments. The first figure faces left. For people who use artificial limbs, institutions like Imperial College and Johns Hopkins University have developed AI decoders that interpret signals directly from the user's nerves, offering more efficient control. Some prosthetics can even use AI to decode brain signals, allowing direct mental control of the artificial limb. The second figure is turned slightly towards us. The label tells us that AI can analyse large, complex molecular datasets to spot known diseases and identify new ones. An AI algorithm pioneered by UCLA and UCSF can analyse health records and highlight patients who may be at risk. The third figure faces us directly. A clear box attached to it contains replicas of body parts. To the left, a human kidney made of a translucent pale plastic material. To the right, the bones and muscle of a small abdomen. These replicas were created using 3D printing to help surgeons plan how to perform a life-saving transplant on 2-year-old Lucy Boucher. The models are of Lucy's abdomen and the adult-sized kidney donated by her father, Chris. The fourth figure is turned slightly to the right. On the panel is information about enhancing vision. Apps like Be My Eyes analyse images and identify objects to help with everyday tasks such as shopping. AI-powered text-to-speech technology reads printed materials via the user's device, providing equal access to information. Microsoft's Seeing AI project uses computer vision, image and speech recognition, and natural language processing to describe surroundings, read text, and even identify emotions on people's faces. The final figure faces right. From it, we learn how AI is speeding up drug discovery. In Silico Medicine has developed an AI system called Generative Tensorial Reinforcement Learning, or GENTRL, that discovers and successfully tests new compounds in just 46 days, making the whole process 15 times faster than traditional methods.
We have now reached the corner of the room. With the last cutout figure on your left mounted on the wall directly in front of you, a large dark blue disc stretching from floor to ceiling. Pause the guide until you're ready to continue. Dreaming the Future.
Reminiscent of a massive CD, this dark blue disc has a reflective surface and is covered with an array of items from the 18th century up to the present day, exploring ideas which have always fascinated writers, artists, and filmmakers. Inset where the hole would be in the centre is a circular photographic image glowing with red light. This is an artistic representation of HAL, an AI character from the 1968 sci-fi film 2001: A Space Odyssey. Film director Stanley Kubrick consulted Bletchley Park codebreaker Jack Good. Lower down on the display, there's a photo of Good at the MGM studios, together with a typed letter thanking him for his contribution in creating the film's eerie, malfunctioning AI system, HAL 9000. A square information panel is mounted to the right of the HAL image, and balancing that to the left is a square display case which juts out of the disc. Lit from within, it contains three models. The largest, to the left, is a life-size metallic head of a Cyberman. This is an original prop used in the TV programme Doctor Who. Its eyes are empty dark holes, the mouth a narrow slot, and there are vertical tubes where a human would have ears. To the bottom right is a small skull-like head from the Terminator movies. It's a bright liquid silver with piercing red eyes. Above this is a small model of the character Wally from the 2008 animated film of that name. About 6 centimetres high, it's a friendly little robot on wheels with a yellow box-shaped body and two eyes perched on top. Aimed at children, the film emphasises the need for humans and robots to work together to form connections and friendships. On the outer surface of the disc, posters and book covers are grouped by date and theme. In the bottom left, we find early explorations of AI. The head and shoulders of a metallic golden figure stares out from the poster of Fritz Lang's 1927 film, Metropolis. To the left of that is the cover of Isaac Asimov's short story collection, I, Robot, from 1950, with a human head in profile, created from blue lines that resemble a computer circuit board. Despite being fictional, the three laws of robotics which appear in the stories have influenced discussions about the ethical development of AI. Moving forward in time, at the top is a poster for the 1982 film Blade Runner, which explores the idea of machines having emotions. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, 1979, took a humorous view with Marvin the Paranoid Android. Top right are more recent productions such as The Matrix, 1999, in which AI has taken over the world, and the TV series Black Mirror, which looks at the impact AI has on human lives.
With the circular display panel on your left, walk forward, passing the closed emergency exit door. Immediately after that, the wall will round a corner to the left and we enter a recessed space about 4 metres wide. In front of us is a waist-high dark blue wall with a sloping top. Pause the guide until you are there.
The next part of the exhibition, labelled Social Media, examines the way AI plays a huge part in how we connect with friends, family, and the wider world. On the other side of the waist-high wall is a rectangular void. Projected onto the far wall, some 3 metres ahead, are constantly scrolling rows of photographs, people, animals, landscapes, objects. Many are brightly coloured. Some appear old, others contemporary. To left and right, mirrors reflect and increase the dizzying number of images. Every 30 seconds, the images will reduce to just one, with a question alongside. Is this a real photograph? This is a spot the deepfake quiz. Along the sloping top of the blue wall are three pairs of large discs. Between each pair is a white round speaker. Each pair has a green disc with a thumbs up sign and the words real life, and a red thumbs down disc with the words AI-generated. We are invited to press the button in the center of either disc. A text box appears on the screen giving us the answer. If it's fake, it explains the importance of checking sources.
You can pause the guide here and restart it when you're ready to continue the tour. With your back to the deepfake quiz, follow the wall on your left. Painted across the turquoise wall here is a copper-coloured network of straight lines and nodes. A few metres on is a series of wall panels. Stop by the first one with the title Crime and Safety.
Criminals and law enforcement agencies are locked in an AI arms race as they strive to stay one step ahead of each other. Government bodies such as the National Crime Agency, NCA, National Cyber Security Centre, and AI Security Institute are working continually to protect the UK from cybercrime. The NCA believes that AI tools are amplifying cybercrimes such as fraud, identity theft, and phishing. A smaller panel to the right, with black writing on an orange background, tells us about malware, short for malicious software, which is designed to infiltrate, damage, or gain unauthorized access to computer systems. On the right-hand side of this panel are seven squares in yellow, orange, grey, and blue. Arranged in three rows, each contains a symbol representing a type of malware. For example, a snake indicates malware that spreads across devices, or a padlock with a dollar sign shows malware that locks files and demands money to give access back. Generative AI systems such as large language models are used by criminals to generate malware code. A study found that 50 analysed illegal streaming sites all contained malware. Continuing along the wall, we come to a photograph of the head and shoulders of a man with short dark hair and beard and light brown skin. The right side of his face is covered with a network of pale lines, tracing its contours. Facial recognition systems use AI algorithms to detect and analyse faces in images or videos, creating a unique facial signature or face print for each individual. It also presents challenges such as racial and gender bias in datasets. The next exhibit is a video about voice cloning. It features three white women sitting at a table. One of them, Rachel Toback, uses a laptop. She's an ethical hacker.
You can pause this guide while you listen to the video by selecting either of the detachable speakers underneath the screen.
The next screen offers you the opportunity to clone your own voice and hear it in English, German, and Mandarin. You use the microphone below the screen, which you can lift out of the holder. The instructions will appear on the screen, and you will need a hand free to tap the screen when required, so you may require assistance.
If you wish to explore this exhibit, pause the guide while you do so. Continuing with the wall to your left are two more text panels.
The first of them has the heading Protect and Prevent in black writing on a bright green background. The UK government has set up the AI Security Institute, where experts work with leading companies and institutions to research and test advanced AI as it emerges. Together, they evaluate potential risks to public safety and national security. Meanwhile, you can stay safe online by observing some simple good habits, some of which appear to the right as a collection of coloured rectangles, each with an icon. A shield containing a cogwheel tells us to adjust privacy settings. A skull and crossbones warns us to avoid suspicious websites and downloads. A magnifying glass prompts caution with social media and posts. And a line of asterisks reminds us to use strong passwords. The next panel is about phishing, spelt with a PH. This is a type of online scam where criminals impersonate organisations via email, advert, or text message. A colourful chart shows a collection of discs, each decorated with the flag of a country. The bigger the disk, the higher the percentage of phishing attacks originating in that country. The largest is Russia at 29.82%. The smallest, Argentina, at 0.81%. Great Britain is 2.44%, the United States 10.71%, and China 14%. AI can be used to generate convincing replicas of legitimate websites, but it also plays a significant role in protecting us from phishing attacks, scanning incoming emails, quarantining suspicious attachments, and identifying newly created malicious links that human analysts might miss.
Move along the wall to a group of 8 panels which explore our next theme, creative AI.
The theme panel tells us that people working in the creative industries are increasingly at loggerheads with AI companies when AI models are trained on intellectual property and copyrighted content. Many argue there is a growing need for new laws and regulations to address the unique challenges posed by AI-generated art, images, music, and film. The debate continues on how to balance protection for human artists with the potential of AI as a creative tool. 8 rectangular panels in landscape orientation are arranged in 2 rows, one above the other. Most of them have an image to the left and text to the right against a coloured background. They examine some of the creative industries, including gaming, music, art, marketing, and fashion. We're going to describe 3 of them. The panel to the left of the top row has a colourful AI-generated image created by ChatGPT, powered by DALL-E, using the prompt, "Please create an image which shows a retro video game merging into a modern video game." To the left, simple horizontal lines suggest levels or shelves with tokens collected, bunches of leaves and barrels. In the centre, flat two-dimensional figures run down a partially built brick wall. The colours are bright, but the individual elements crude and fuzzy. To the right, the image is more sophisticated, a setting sun saturating a cityscape in lurid colour. In the foreground, items that appear three-dimensional, including a collection of booklets, a gaming console, and a keyboard. In the 1970s, basic AI was used in early arcade games, such as Space Invaders. Today, advanced AI systems power highly sophisticated gaming, producing realistic opponents and environments, challenges for different skill levels, and an almost infinite variation of quests. The panel below is headed, "But is it art?" A photograph looks down on a figure dressed in black, the artist Su Gwen Chung. Seated to the right, she faces left, holding a paintbrush over a large white canvas with black marks on it, laid out like a tabletop. On the opposite side of the canvas, to the left, a massive black structure, about 4 times the size of the human artist, looms over the canvas. Its long hydraulic arm has a small thin brush attached. The robot is learning to mimic her drawing style, resulting in a human-machine artistic partnership. The boundaries in this field are rapidly shifting. In November 2024, a painting of Alan Turing made by AI robot artist Ada sold for almost $1,085,000 at auction. The panel to the right of this is a screen showing 2 excerpts from a short 2024 film, The Frost, by Josh Rubin, presented by Waymark Labs. AI is now routinely used in films, but The Frost is widely considered the first film in which every shot has been generated by AI tools. Part 1 used DALL-E 2 software to generate still images, which were then animated by artists. Rows of people sit in a control room at computer consoles with a huge screen showing graphics and images of a planet. We travel through space to the planet, which is covered in snow and ice. There's a tornado swirling over skyscrapers. The iconic London landmark, Big Ben, is isolated in a snowbound landscape. The open arms of the sculpture of Christ in Rio de Janeiro are dripping with icicles, and a human handprint appears on a frosted window. Part 2 used AI models to create more sophisticated AI animated videos. A bearded man crosses a sun-cracked barren landscape. He enters a cave, looks up at a sky filled with swirling storm clouds, holds out a hand. A pink rose blooms. Sea creatures of every colour and shape drift through an underwater world. Sunlight glints down through a forest, and a fawn is caught in dappled light.
Pause this guide to listen to the audio which accompanies the film, using one of the detachable speakers. We are now going to explore the large exhibit in the centre of the room. Measuring about 6 metres long, 1.5 metres wide, and a couple of metres high, it's a three-dimensional timeline that sits in the space between 6 of the copper-coloured metal pillars. To either end of each of the exhibit's long sides is a sloping panel containing a tactile diagram with Braille label information. With your back to the frost video, walk across the space. We're going to pass one short end of the exhibit and start the description on the far side of the timeline. Pause the guide and restart it when you've reached the sloping tactile on the far side of the timeline.
We'll explore the tactiles after an overview of the timeline. On a shin-high white platform, horizontal lengths of copper-coloured metal form 3 identical structures, each with 7 tiers which get smaller towards the top. Hanging in neat rows along the sides of each tier are squares of coloured card, measuring about 25 centimetres across. The bottom tier of each structure is 7 cards wide, the top tier only 1. There are several hundred cards in all, 55 with text, 20 with images, and the rest blank. The cards at the top are yellow and show the origins of AI between the 1930s and 1940s. One reads, 1935, radar. During World War II, a new technology using radio waves played a crucial role in detecting enemy aircraft. Experts theorised that it would work better if the machines could communicate with each other. A seed was sown. Below these, a greater number of light green cards chart the early developments of the 50s and 60s. Lower down on blue-green is information about the 70s, 80s and 90s, when the development of AI was interrupted, two periods referred to as the AI winter. Modern breakthroughs from the late 1990s to 2015 are shown on turquoise cards. One has a photo of Furby, a furry round toy with large pink ears, yellow feet and green eyes. The card tells us that, in 1998, Furby became the first successful attempt at producing a type of robotic AI toy for the home. More than 40 million were sold within 3 years. Furby's speaking capabilities were also translated into 14 languages. These breakthroughs paved the way for the many bright blue cards at the bottom, which chart the rise of AI from 2016 up to the present day. One tells of the AI supercomputer called Colossus, which Elon Musk's AI company unveiled in 2024. Designed to train large language models, its massive energy demands attracted criticism about environmental impact. AI is developing fast, and during the lifetime of this exhibition, there will be new innovations. So this timeline has been designed to be updated. There are some blank cards on the timeline, which the curators will continue to fill with new information. At each end of the two long sides of the timeline are sloping copper-coloured panels, with a tactile image to the bottom right and Braille writing above and to the left. Each panel has a sloping touchscreen next to it. All 4 screens are the same, with options you can tap on to find out about smart alarms, voice assistants, shopping and smart home. As we walk clockwise around the timeline, these tactiles provide a timeline of their own. The first, shows a section of the original Colossus, built at Bletchley Park in 1943. Colossus was one of the earliest computers, the first working model measuring 7 feet high, 17 feet long, and containing 1,600 valves. The tactile image, with its rows of circles, represents one part of this huge and complex machine.
Pause the guide to explore it, then follow the timeline around in a clockwise direction to reach the second.
This tactile represents some of the inner workings of Elmer and Elsie, the first autonomous robots dating from 1949. It resembles a crude bicycle, a chunky central bridge section, punctuated with circles and curled wires. There's a wheel at the bottom right.
Pause the guide to explore it, then walk around the end of the timeline to reach the third.
The third is of Kismet, a pioneering robotic head from 1998, which could recognise and copy human emotions. Kismet is facing front, the shape resembling the head of a dog, with large round eyes, heavy lids, and sausage-shaped eyebrows.
Pause the guide to explore it, then follow the timeline around in a clockwise direction to reach the fourth.
The last is a tactile of a modern motherboard, its rectangular outer frame made up of an irregular pattern of wires, or traces, and small shapes. These are joined together with small dots, representing where they have been soldered to the board. The first computer motherboard was introduced by IBM in 1981.
From this tactile, we resume our route around the outside of the space. The last exhibit, in the cut-off corner of the room, is a film with audio playing out loud. With the tactile panel to your right, walk forwards around 5 paces to find an angled bench. Sit on the far side of this backless bench to face the screen. Pause the guide until you're there. Where to next?
In this film, 3 interviewees discuss 4 questions, which appear at intervals on the screen against a green background. Dame Wendy Hall, Regius Professor of Computer Science at the University of Southampton, is a white woman in her 50s with shoulder-length auburn hair. She wears a red jacket. Professor David Leslie, identifiable by his American accent, is a white man in his 50s and director of ethics at the Alan Turing Institute. He has short brown hair and beard and wears pale framed glasses. A blue jacket is open over a grey jumper and shirt. Dr. Edward Pizer Knapp is chief scientific officer at Zyme. He's a white man with short dark hair, beard and black framed glasses. He has a grey jacket over an open collared shirt. The questions they are discussing are: how will AI capabilities develop over the next 10 years? How will AI change the job market? What are the biggest risks posed by AI? What will the biggest opportunities with AI be?
Pause the audio while you sit to listen to the interviews.
This is the end of the tour, but you may be interested in the large QR code, which is on the reverse side of the acrylic panel which you first encountered near the doors. You can scan this QR code for more information about the age of AI beyond the gallery. We hope you enjoyed your visit.